You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Well, we have a treat for you today on Finishing Well. A certified financial planner, Hans Scheil. We're live on location at Cardinal Guide. And that reason for that is we have a very special show topic that is with many counselors. And the idea about that is if you sit there, and I think this is fun to think about, that, wow, you don't know what you don't know. And that comes in actually pretty handy from God's perspective. He rigged it that way. So, you know, you would actually find yourself in desperate need of God, you know, to help you get through life. He rigged it that way so that you don't know what you don't know. But also it led to this Proverbs 15:22 with many counselors. That means if you could have a whole batch of lawyers, the plan succeed. But in our case today, Hans, what a neat thing it is that God has brought Tova into your life and into your practice, so to speak.
Yeah, so we have as a guest today Tova Mitchell, who practices law right in these quarters here at, in Durham at our home office. So Tova Mitchell, attorney at law.
Well, thank you for having me today.
Yeah, and Tova and I met when my mother moved to the Raleigh-Durham area. She was about middle way through her memory loss and Alzheimer's, and so we were bringing her up here to be close to us, and we needed an attorney to get her matters in line, and then specifically, we didn't know exactly what we needed, even me being a financial planner, so I learned a lot through that process, and Tova was the attorney that helped us with my mom. So maybe you want to talk a little bit about what you did for my mom, beyond the Veterans Aid attendance.
All right. Yeah. So when we start working with a family for estate planning, the most important document is a financial power of attorney. Sometimes we hear it called a durable power of attorney. Either way, the power of attorney is a document that allows someone of sound mind to make or appoint someone to be their agent who can make decisions on their behalf. Durable means that it remains in effect should the person become incapacitated. And I think it's the most important document because it allows the person who creates that document to stay in control, to have a say-so over who's going to make decisions on their behalf. I'm not able to. We did that for your mom.
Yeah, it was wonderful. And we, you know, wanted to, afterward, I just ran into Tova after she had left practice and really was home starting her family and raising a couple of young kids. And she, I invited her to work here. And really, we have her available 5 days a week, which is, For our own, we counsel a lot of people. We got 20 people, 20 employees bringing in clients, advising them on Medicare and long-term care and life insurance, estate planning. And just to have an attorney that's here, that's available, that we can ask questions to, and you can educate me and others here is just a great resource. And specifically, a lot of folks really need a talking to when they're in their 60s, let's say, about preparing for their 70s and 80s and, you know, perhaps their 90s, of what kind of plans they need to have in place.
Absolutely. I actually think that estate planning is for everybody. Once you are 18 plus and no longer living with your parents, you are an adult, and your parents would have no access to any of your information unless you grant it. So it's really important that people in your 60s and 70s and 80s are doing their documents through their estate plan, but it's also for 30s and 40s and 50s as well. You know, as an attorney who does estate planning, I also benefit from the relationship from being in the office with you because there's a whole plan that goes into an estate plan, not just documents such as the financial and the healthcare power of attorney, a will, a living will, that sort of thing. Having financial advisors who are just down the hall to ask questions about life insurance, being set up correctly, and how best to take their Social Security, how to take money out of their IRAs for long-term care. That sort of thing is really important for me to have such great advisors down the hall for me.
Well, it's terrific. It's a great relationship for both of us. And
turned out to be a great relationship for me.
Yeah. So talk about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, my dad, I had no idea. You know, when I started doing the finishing well with Hans, that, you know, 8 months later my dad would fall, and that he would begin to become incapacitated, didn't know that, and that, know that we knew the need for a durable power attorney, but didn't even know really if he had one in place until he got to the point where I didn't know he'd already entered into an alarm contract where he had spent $7,000 on a security system he didn't know he'd done. But based on your advice.
You had a power of attorney in place by then. You did when you met me, but you understood that, and your dad understood that, and so you got
the
thing in place.
We got it in place in November. He signed the paperwork in October, but when they actually hit his bank account was in December. And so all of a sudden, here's this bill for $7,000, but because I knew what a durable power of attorney was, and I now had one, you know, I was able to call ADT and say, you know, I have a power of attorney. What's up with this bill? Can you, you know, and through that situation saved his estate, you know, essentially $7,000 with just this one piece of, you know, with many counselors playing succeed information.
Oh yeah, I mean you're going to have a hard time doing any financial decision making for your dad or mom or anybody else if you're the adult kid that's really managing things, but if you can't go get them to sign for things or to say to somebody. You need this power of attorney. What else do people need besides a financial power?
In addition to that, you need a healthcare power of attorney, because when you go to the hospital or see a doctor, if you're not able to make your own decisions about whether to have a procedure or take medication, if you admit it to the hospital, there's somebody that you can appoint who would be able to make those decisions on your behalf. And I think it's really important that we communicate with our families about our wishes in terms of financial matters and healthcare matters. And so having a healthcare power of attorney allows somebody who understands what you want for yourself to be there to advocate to make sure that you are receiving the care that you want.
Yeah, well, in your dad's situation, you had that as well. And don't I remember your dad telling you just specifically he wants to go home, get me out of this place, into this facility that he was in, and you went and got that done for him?
Yeah, because I had, you know, all those.
You had a health care power of attorney.
But also, you spoke before, and I've heard you kind of give some advice on how to pick that child if you got more than one, and that's kind of a critical part of the process, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is, because it's not about picking a favorite. It's not about not wanting to hurt feelings. It's when you're picking an agent to serve under your financial and or healthcare power of attorney, it's about appointing the person who you trust to make the decisions for you in your best behalf. And if you have multiple children, you don't have to say one or the other. You can say, my son and or my daughter can serve as my agent. And you don't have to have the same person for financial matters as you have for healthcare matters. It's really absolutely a way to stay in control. You pick who you want based on who's going to do what you would like them to do.
You know, later on, you can go to cardinalguide.com and listen to the entire podcast if you're not able to listen to all of it today. But while you're there at cardinalguide.com, hey, why not click on the Set of the Words tab? Today's topic is estate planning. You can get a PDF, absolutely, F-R-E-E, right? All you have to do is go to the Seven Worries tab, Estate Planning, click on that, and there's a PDF of that copy of this chapter in the book, you know, Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. There's also a workbook that goes to it, which, you know, is all there at cardinalguide.com.
You can get either one of these books on Amazon very inexpensively. You can write to me on the website. I'll be glad to send them out to you. Not going to charge you anything, or you can download specific chapters. So, and Tova helped me she was just coming with us when I was writing this book and getting it published, and it helped me a lot because the books are written in simple, plain English. They're not full of a bunch of legal stuff, and they got some in there, but it's really intended to just speak to you like we're talking on this show and just tell you what you need to do. You need a financial power of attorney, you need a healthcare power of attorney, you need a HIPAA release so that the doctors can freely give out your information, and you need a last will and testament. And we, just about every client that comes through here that hires us to do financial planning, we're going to look through their documents. A lot of folks say, oh, we've already done that. And some have, and they're all set. But many times, we're going to show them to Tova, and then we're going to find some things, if there are things in there that need to be changed that aren't in line with their wishes. But a lot of folks have done them years ago.
Right, or out of state. That's one thing. We see a lot of folks from out of state moving to North Carolina, and they have documents from California, New York, New Jersey, wherever they're from. And sometimes those documents are suitable for North Carolina. They have enough witnesses and the notary requirements. From the legal aspect, are they? Do they work? But as you said, there's sometimes where people have made these documents and their life has changed. You know, they have children who are married, divorced, they've been married, divorced. And so it's really important to update your documents or at least take a look at them. And so it's really good when they come into Cardinal, you're not just looking at just their financials. You're taking the time to look to see, okay, do you have these documents? Great. Well, let's see. Do they still suit your needs?
Sure. We solve a lot of messes here, you know, for people where we take these things on. And we're going to talk in the second part of the show about one of our clients, Lori, who come to us, and she's worked with my side of the firm. She's worked with the insurance piece of the firm, and she's certainly worked a lot with you, really opening up and settling two estates. Kind of a mess. And we need these documents in place. And when we're going to call up, I mean, these people, a lot of times, they can't call an insurance company, an adult child, or, you know, in Lori's case, she's to call them up and they don't know what to ask of. They won't talk to us, especially about a deceased person's account. But if we've got all the documents in place, which we now have for Lori, thanks to you, I'm able to call up the insurance company and say, here's Lori, she's got this document, I want you to, you know, identify herself, and then I want her to give you permission, you know, for me to talk to you. So, second part of the show, we're going to talk about that.
And before we do that, can you speak quickly, Hans, about, you know, gee, where did you get this idea to have it? You know, you worked at several insurance companies before. They never wanted to talk about legal stuff or tax advice. It's all part of the parcel of what is important, right?
If you look at the brochures of all the large firms, whether it's a stock brokerage, whether it's a financial planning firm, whether it's an insurance company offering any type of insurance, it says in the disclaimers, we do not offer tax advice. We do not offer legal advice. Consult your legal and tax advisor. And I worked under that for years. So we would have people come to us with problems. And we just kind of had to steer them over here. We had to stay out of it. I don't have to do that. I'm independent.
When we come back, we are going to load you up for prayer. including the story of a hiker in Utah. It's all kind of Jesus' teachings.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans, aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today's show with many counselors. We threw that in there because we have a counselor with us today. Not only Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil, but Attorney at Law, right?
Tova Mitchell.
So really cool that God has given you such a passion, really, to help, you know, people in that stage of life with what is, I have found out, is a virtual maze.
Yes.
Because all of a sudden, when you're not used to dealing with legal matters your whole life, and now you got things like probate, a little man, and all sorts of stuff that's coming at you, wills and power of attorneys and HIPAA and all sorts of stuff, you know, it's a time to have some friends.
Well, it is. And before the break, we were talking about all the different disciplines and how most people in the financial business or the insurance business are hampered from giving legal advice and tax advice. And I'm not, and we're not at Cardinal, and because we're independent, I'm going to take that risk, and we're doing it anyhow, really to solve problems for people. We just have all kinds of clients that we run into where maybe we're talking to them about Medicare on the front end, and once we start to dig in, they've got a mess in their financial stuff and their tax stuff. And then when you dig deeper, if you're going to do any changes on that, it gets down to legal stuff. So having TOVA right here and available to serve people is just wonderful. And we were going to give an example of this. We're going to talk a little bit about Lori, how she came to us, or she really, I kind of came to her because one of her friends said, you need to go give this lady some help. And she kind of intimated to me that this lady's house was like a hoarder. I mean, it's just, you had a little pass. She had never been there, but she had just heard her describe it. I ultimately went over there before I took on the case. But this lady's just stuff was in a mess, and she couldn't put her hands on her money. Well, you know all about it now. And she really, at her core problems, is she had put $200,000 from her Roth IRA into gold because she thought the market was going to crash. And she actually put it into gold coins, so she got in a bad place. And so we started out right away trying to help her just recoup this money. And that took about a month. And we ended up, out of $185,000 investment in gold coins, we ended up getting about $125,000 back. And the price of gold from the time she had bought the coins to the time she had sold them had actually gone up. And they still haven't explained to me the loss of the 60 grand. But we were glad to get the 125. And then, as through a whole bunch of mystery stuff, we started digging through the hoard from her deceased husband. And we found some stock certificates. I'm going to let you talk for just a minute.
Stock certificates were interesting because Lori's husband, who said had passed away a few years ago, but he actually owned the stock with his deceased father. His father had passed over 20 years ago, but he still had his name on the stock with his son. Interesting enough, Lori's father-in-law had gone on a hiking trip in Utah and ended up having a fall and dying while he was away. And so for us to be able to help her, you know, recoup or gather all her assets, we had to find a way to take the stuff out of her deceased husband and deceased father-in-law's name. We ended up needing to find a death certificate for the deceased father-in-law, which, as you said, the whole situation was a mess, but it was just digging through the mess to find where he died, where we could get a death certificate from, how then the stock company would allow us to transfer the title. Lori had opened an estate for her deceased husband, but kind of got stuck and didn't move forward on it so much. So when we stepped in, so when the law group stepped in, we helped her with the stock. There was the way that we could get some of the stock out of the deceased father-in-law's name into her husband's name, and then into her name outside of probate. And then some of it we did have to go push through the probate estate.
And she had all kinds of opinions, and it was stuck there. Didn't she say that she was about ready to be sanctioned?
Yeah, there's requirements when you open a probate estate. You have time limits, time requirements. Within 90 days of opening the estate, you have to let the court know actually what is inside of that estate. It's called an accounting, an inventory. And with the situation as it was, that stock was owned by some deceased people 20 years prior. She couldn't say what it was. She didn't have any access to what that money was. Likewise, with the stacks of paper she had in her house, she really didn't know what her assets were or the assets of her husband were. So it was a matter of looking through lost records online, just trying to find the money. But the benefit of hiring an attorney or a law firm to work with when you're going through probate is that, well, they know the time limits, and they're going to make sure that we have everything done in a timely manner so you're not receiving letters in the mail or visits from the sheriff. A benefit of bypassing probate is proper estate planning. When you understand that your estate is more than just having a will, it really is important that your life insurance beneficiary designations are set up correctly, because if they are, they don't go through probate. You're not at the mercy of the court when you receive those funds. Same with life insurance, 401ks, IRAs, those types of assets are huge for most families, right? That's the largest asset outside of a house. But those can easily bypass probate if you have your estate plan set up correctly.
Well, in Lori's case, the money that we have recovered, which is pretty substantial, now it's set up in an account in her name, and it has a transfer on death.
There you go.
Designation, which is just like a beneficiary designation.
Yes.
So when she dies, her children are just going to get this money within a matter of weeks.
Right.
Within a matter of weeks, and on the insurance products that she's purchased, some of them for long-term care, it's the same thing. Is that to the extent that there's a death benefit, it's just going to transfer by beneficiary. So it's all planned out, and it's not dependent on some stack of paper back somewhere. It's all in the computers, and we're set up here. We've got you right here. And so we're able, you know, when she passes away, it's going to go a lot smoother.
Very, very happy. They'll be happy when that happens.
Yeah.
And there's another issue that kind of rears its ugly head, too, is, and I'm in the middle of probate right now, is taxes. That's a huge part of the equation when you're trying to figure out how you're going to get out of probate once you get in. You've got to get that part cleared up, and often, you know, there's some stuff hidden in the woodpile there, too.
Oh, yeah. So he had... Lori's deceased husband had filed taxes like in 13, 15, but not 14. So he just missed a year. So he filed them in 13, 15. He died in 16. So he obviously didn't file 16, 17, or 18, and she didn't. And so, you know, now we have a CPA that we work with, as we do with Tova, trying to go back and straighten out that mess. And so you need to prepare for the end of your life if you want things to go smoothly for your family.
Correctly. And likewise, I have an estate right now where taxes were not filed for 3 years prior to somebody passing away. And right now, the IRS is demanding that we file taxes for those years because there's a money owed to the IRS, but the IRS will not allow us to pay any money towards that debt, which would then allow us to close the estate, until we have filed for those 3 years, get an updated number or figure of money owed by the estate, and then we can close it. So we are stuck with an estate that's not a whole lot of money in it, and it's all going to go to the IRS, but we can't even pay them. And, you know, the family can't move forward past this probate estate until we satisfy the IRS. So it's having things in place before you pass away just makes it a lot neater for your family.
And if you're in the family, you know, you're out there, you're 50, 60, 70, and you know your kid, your parents are up there. You know, part of what happens, unfortunately, is your parents' age, you don't even know because they're hiding it from you. Well, I can assure you, my dad held it from me tremendously that he was losing some control of his faculties. And so many times, you know, your family, you don't know it. And as we talked about at the beginning of the show, you know, what you don't know may be a real blessing to you because God's trying to show you, you know, something for your own life and your own family that it's really helpful to say, hey, Dad, you know, what does this look like for you? You know, what did your taxes, you know, are these things, you know, they're hard questions to ask. But that's the beauty of getting Hans, you ask the hard questions, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I do. And I'm going to give the feedback. And I'm going to just, that's what I do. I mean, Tova, a lot of times, I mean, she could do all the best planning and legal planning in the world. If it doesn't get implemented and followed up, it's not any good. And so we, you know, there's a place for that. I mean, as a financial planner, I sit atop of a team of legal, accounting, or the CPA and tax, insurance, and investment. I mean, so you really have a team of four advisors. And then me being the financial planner, I'm at the top of the team, and each person has a role, and it's all got to work together. It's a little bit like my book. I mean, my book has the seven worries, and it goes through all of these subjects, and we never know what we're dealing with. And we start working with whatever people come to us for. We help them with those problems, And then things come up, and we ask them questions and more questions. And before we're done, we're going to dig into everything, and we're going to impress upon them, you need to do these things, and you do it because you love your family. You can set up your will exactly the way you want it, and it's going to work out. And then, you know, the IRS is going to be before your heirs, and it all goes in order. You can set up a life insurance policy, make the payments, or buy one with a single premium. And you can name a beneficiary or a set of beneficiaries. You can put the church down as a partial beneficiary. And that money is going to get distributed like a month after you die.
So you're sitting there thinking, man, there's so much I got to go. And we have way more to tell you, but we've run out of time. So we're going to have to do another show with Toby sometime. I'm sure you don't want to listen to that. You've been listening to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil and his associate, Attorney Tova
Mitchell.
Tova
Mitchell.
And you can find Tova here at cardinalguide.com. You call our number that's on there. You can find Tova Mitchell right there if any of you want to call in and speak.
And the show is brought to you by cardinalguide.com. Don't forget the guide after Cardinal. And there you'll find the 7 Worries tab we talk about. You can download today's estate planning. They're absolutely free. And again, thank you for listening.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.